It just got tougher for Somali American immigrants in Seattle to send money to family back home. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
All major banks in the U.S. have stopped handling money transfers to Somalia. That's out of concerns about terrorism. As a workaround, many Somalis had begun routing money through Kenya. But now, Kenya has also shut down these services. This comes in response to the Al-Shabaab terrorist attacks in Kenya last week. Al-Shabaab is a Somali group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Seattle has the third largest Somali community in the country. Many here help support relatives back home.
I used to send $300 every month to my grandmother and those who take care of her. I don't know how they will survive without it.
My wife is Somali. We send her aunt money every month. She's taking care of 12 children. So for this to be cut off, there's a possibility that they could die.
That was Abdul Youssef and Omar Abdulalam. They spoke at a recent community meeting in Seattle about these money transfers or remittances. Aid organizations working in Somalia also depend on these transfer services. Scott Paul is a policy advisor with the international humanitarian group Oxfam.
You know, we use these companies to pay our partners and pay our staff. And so we're looking at a fairly significant disruption to our own programs inside the country.
Every year, Somalis living abroad send about $1.3 billion to relatives back home. It's estimated one out of every three Somali families depends on this money for food, school fees, and health care. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.